So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Haparim va'elim va'kfasim einin ma'akvin ze'azeh. The various animals brought as part of the Karban Musaf are not essential for each other. The Gemara explains. Tana mili mili ketani. The Mishnah refers to two separate halachas. Parim u'kfasim, the Reish Chodesh va'atzeres tuchumash ha'pekudim afila adodi lema'akvi. Regarding the bulls and sheep that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, as the pasuk says, "Uverashi chadshichem tekriva oilu laHashem parim nevakar shnayim va'ayal echad kvasim neishana shiva temimim." And regarding the ones brought on Shavuos that are mentioned in Chumash Bamidbar, as the pasuk says, "Vekravtim oilu larech nechayich laHashem parim nevakar shnayim ayal echad shiva kvasim neishana." These different karbanas are not essential to one another. Elim da'atzeres. Regarding the various rams brought on Shavuos. Loi elim de teres kayanim ma'akvi le la'ayl de chumash apikudim. Loi al de chumash apikudim ma'akiv lule elim de teres kayanim. The pasuk in Chumash Vayikra says, "Vikravtim al alechem shivas kvasim temimim b'neishana ufar b'mokar echad ve'elim shnoyim." Two rams were bought with the shtei halechem, and the pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar says, "Vikravtim oyla lereich nechayich laHashem par b'nevakar shnayim ayl echad," requiring another ram as part of the korban musaf. These sets of elim are not essential to each other. However, inhu ma'akvi, the two elim that were brought with the shtei halechem mentioned in Chumash Vayikra are essential to each other. The Gemara later cites a statement of Rav regarding Sefer Yecheskel. Zachar ois ha'ish la'tayi v'chanina b'chizki shumai. Shalmalehu nigna Sefer Yecheskel shayidvar v'saisim divri Torah. There are several psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that seem to contradict the Torah, and so the Chacham were going to conceal the Sefer. However, Chanina ben Chizkiah prevented this because Hela Shalish Meas Garvi Shemen v'yashav ba'aliyah v'darshay. He brought 300 barrels of oil to the attic for his lamp and sat there until he reconciled them by expounding all these psukim properly. The Gemara cites several of these contradictions, the first of which is related to the previous discussion. The pasuk says, "Ubayim hachaydish par ben bakur tamim v'shish chavasim ba'ayl tamim miyu." Chizkiah Navi refers to a single par brought on Rish Chaydish, even though the Torah requires two. He explained that this teaches us shem lematzah shnayim mebiyachad. If two are not available, we should offer even a single par. Similarly, Yecheskel says lachvasim kasher tasig yodeh, to bring even a single sheep, even though the Torah requires seven. However, the earlier pasuk refers to six sheep because kama de'ef shalad duri madrinan. Even if we cannot bring all seven, we should bring as many as possible. The Gemara explains several other pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel. Koyimar Hashem likim, berishon be'echal achidish tikach par ben bakar tamim v'chatayas es hamikdash. On Rish Chodesh, there is a par for a chatas, even though the Torah only refers to a par as an oila. The Gemara explains, miluim hekrivu b'mei Ezra, kedech shekrivu b'mei Moshe. This refers to a karma chatas brought as part of a karbanas miluim when they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash in the times of Ezra. B'chol nevelu trefim in the oifim and abahim lo yichlu hakoyanim. Koyanim may not eat nevela, even though the Torah forbids even Yisraelim from eating nevela. The Gemara explains, "Soket edchem min ha'hoil ve'ishri malika ligabayu tishri na min nevela uvetreifam." The pasuk teaches that kahanim are also forbidden to eat ordinary nevela, even though they may eat from bird offerings which were not slaughtered. The Mishnah concludes, "Pshimin aimim ha'yulam parim rubim v'lo'yulam nesachim, yavi par echad v'nesachim v'lo yikrivu kulim v'lo nesachim." If there are insufficient funds, it's preferable to purchase one bull with the accompanying Nesachim rather than buying all the required bulls without Nesachim. Zok the Mishnah. Hapar ve'elim akvasim asar in ma'akvines alechem v'loi halechem akvan. The karbanas oila that accompanied the shtei halechem are not essential for the lechem, nor is the lechem essential for these karbanas. Therefore, we bring whatever is available. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding the shtei halechem and the oila sheep. The pasuk says, "Vekravtim al alechem." The sheep are brought with the lechem. We only became obligated to bring the sheep once we became obligated to bring the shtei alechem, i.e. after we entered Eretz Yisrael. The Brisa continues, we might think that the seven sheep mentioned in Chumash Vayikra, which accompany the shtei alechem, are the same seven sheep mentioned in Chumash Bamidbar as part of the Karban Musaf. However, it cannot be so, because Keshat Magi is Laparim Be'elim Einan Hain. We see that they are mentioned together with the different numbers of Parim and Elim. Therefore, we must conclude, Halalu Boin Beglal Atzman, Halalu Boin Beglal Lechem. One set was brought on its own as part of the Karban Musaf, and the other accompanied the Shtei Alechem. Therefore, Nimtza Masha Amar B'chumash HaPekudim Karv B'Midbar, Masha Amar B'Teres Kainim Loi Karv B'Midbar. The Musafim were brought in the Midbar, while the animals that accompanied the Shtei Alechem were not brought in the Midbar. However, the Mishnah continues, Halecha ma'akves ha'kvasim, ve'en ha'kvasim ma'akven es halechem divri b'kiva. The shtei halechem is essential for the accompanying shlam sheep, while the sheep are not essential for the shtei halechem. However, Amr b'shim benan is loiki, el ha'kvasim ma'akven es halechem, halechem ein ma'akve ha'kvasim. The sheep are essential for the shtei halechem, but the shtei halechem is not essential for the sheep. Because shekeim etzinu, kishahai Yisrael b'midbar mem shana, karvu kvasim b'lei lechem, afkan yikavu kvasim b'lei lechem. Just as the Yidden brought those karbanos all the years in the Midbar, even though they did not bring the Shtei Alechem, since they must be brought from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, so too we can always bring the sheep separately, but the Shtei Alechem requires the sheep. The Mishnah rules, Omer B'Shimon, Halacha k'divri benanus, aval ina tam k'dvar. The Halacha follows benanus, but his reasoning is incorrect. Because Shekola Omer B'chumash ha'pikudim karb ba'midbar. B'chaloma b'teres kainim ain karb ba'midbar. Only karbanos mentioned in the Chumash B'Midbar were brought in the Midbar, while the karbanos mentioned in the Chumash B'Yikra, including these karban shlamim, sheep, were not brought in the Midbar. Rather, mishabo la'aretz, karva elu ba'elu. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, they began to bring them all. And, memnei ma'ani oimer yukivu kvasim b'lei lechem, memnei sha'kvasim atirin esatzma m'lei lechem b'lei kvasim she'en lo'y miyatirena. The rationale is that the sheep do not need anything else to permit them, while the shtei halechem require an animal carbon, namely, the sheep, to permit them. Therefore, we cannot bring the shtei halechem without the sheep. The Gemara offers two explanations of the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva, gamar yu mitiyena. Rabbi Akiva derives the word yu mentioned regarding the kvasim of the shtei halechem. Vehein if ha-koyin oisim halechem ha-bikur mitunufa lefnei Hashem, al shnei chvasim, koydish yu la-shem la-koyin. From tiyena mentioned regarding the lechem of the shtei halechem. Mimashvezechim tiviyu lechem tinufa, shtayim shnei esreinim seilis tiyena, chomitz tiyafenim bikurum la-shem. We expand the Gzeir Shava. The word Yi, which denotes that the item is essential, refers to the Lechem that it is Ma'akev. However, Benanas Gomer Yi, Yi. Benanas derives the word Yi, mentioned regarding the Kfasim of Shlamim of the Shtei Alechem, Behein of HaKoyin Oysam, Alechem HaBikurim Tenufa Levnei Hashem, Ashnei Kvasim Kodesh Yi LaHashem LaKoyin, from the word Yi, mentioned regarding the Kvasim Oyla of the Shtei Alechem. For craftim al lechem shabas kvasim tamim b'nei shana yiyu oil lashem. Mal halan kvasim afkan kvasim. We expound the different gzeirah shavah to teach us that the term yiyu refers to the sheep, that it is ma'akev. The pasuk says, kodesh yiyu lashem l'koyin. Therefore, b'kiva sabar, eizehu davar shekula l'koyin, havayim is alechem. This refers to something that is entirely consumed by the koyin, i.e. the lechem. However, Benanis expounds, eizehu davar shemiktsasei lashem u'miktsasei l'koyin, havayim e'ele kvasim. This refers to something that is partly consumed by the Mizbeach and partly by the Kohen, i.e. the sheep.